see, Brother Maury's not here today. I don't really look like Brother Moore. I asked Brother Moore. I was going to say told him, but I didn't told him. I asked Brother Moore to take a few weeks off. You know, he's been going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny for the last few months. And so I said, why don't you take a few weeks off? We can make it without him for a couple of weeks, can't we? But that doesn't mean you get to stay home, all you people out there that have stayed home. You know, the anointing is still here, you know. If we do what the Lord says, you know, He'll prosper our way in doing what He says. So people in Branson, people here, I noticed there were still lots of empty seats in Branson this morning. That means go to church. You know, that's where the answer is. What if somebody wanted, I've said it before, to give you $1,000 this morning and you weren't there? You know, it happens. Believe me, it happens. I've done it to people and I've looked for them and I think, where are they? And they're not there, you know. So you want to obey the Lord and do what He tells you to do. And who knows, He might have somebody take you to lunch. And I heard just yesterday somebody bought somebody a condo. It happens. It happens. Don't tell me it don't. I heard it yesterday. Somebody did it for somebody. So things happen in this church. So you got to go, though, to meet the people you're supposed to meet. So glory to God. Well, the Lord gave me something, and I really do truly believe it's going to be some answers for some people. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how to say it any other way, but I hate the devil. Amen. And I love the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord has provided everything we need in this life to live a victorious life. Everything. He has not left out anything that we need to live a victorious life. But yet and still, so many of us are still living with, like he says, one nostril above the water. And you know what that feels like? You're just barely making it all the time, either financially or with physical healing or with your marriage or with your kids or whatever it is, you know. And a lot of people think that it's just the devil just oppressing them all the time. See how quiet it got? But the devil can only do what we allow. The devil is a defeated foe and he's under our feet. He can only do what we let him do in our lives. The Lord has bought us victory in our lives. And the problem is not the devil, it's our thoughts. And we're going to get into some of that today, and we're going to get some answers for some people, and I think you're going to get some victories, and I'm going to hear about them. I remembered that testimony that Cassie was sharing. I remember the lady came up to me, and she was crying her eyes out, and she was saying, I go to a faith church, and I found out I had cancer, and I remember it, and victory, victory. You know, your heart just rejoices when somebody gets light and they get answers. And that's what I want in here today for you. It's just answers. Because when you get answers, you can climb over the top of the hill. Answers. You know, it's like when you're going to speak and you go all week and you're thinking, okay, God, what is it? What are we supposed to speak on? And you get the answer about what you're supposed to do. Well, then it's easy from there. You just look up the scriptures, okay? And or whatever it is, if you're going to use any scriptures, you know, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I always use scriptures because Keith might be watching, you know. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I always give you scriptures. So let's turn to one. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Just stay hooked today. Keep your expectors, as Brother Hagin used to say, turned on, like your light switch. Turn them on today. Yes, ma'am. 1 Corinthians, King James 2:9, it says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, say this next part with me, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now touch your head. Is that your heart?
No.
Now touch your heart. Is there a difference between this and this?
Yes,
So there's a difference between this and this. Yes. Keep reminding yourself of that throughout the day. It has entered into the mind of man. Has entered into the thoughts of man. Has entered into the heart of man. Neither has entered into the heart of man. Eye has not seen it. And ear has not heard what's entered into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for them that do what?
Love
him. Okay? Joshua 1:8. And then we're going to talk, you know me. Joshua 1:8, King James. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. But you shall what?
Meditate
therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that's written therein. Wait a minute. What's the next part say? Then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. Then you'll be prospered, and then you'll have good success when you do what? Meditate day and night. My message today is meditate. Meditation and success. Now, don't get scared. It's lots easier than you think. And it's not this stuff that you sit down someplace in your closet all day long and just sit like this. That's not what we're talking about. So if you've heard a lot of things about it, just relax. Okay? Meditation day and night. You can't just sit in your room like this all day and do that day and night and live in this world, can you?
No.
Did the Lord know that?
Yes.
He absolutely knew that. But it also finished the sentence and said, if you'll do this day and night, then what? He'll make your way what?
Prosperous.
Can anybody use some prosperous in here today?
Yes.
Then he'll make your way prosperous and what?
Success.
Can anybody use a little more success in here today? Success. He'll make your way prosperous and you'll have success, but you got to meditate in it day and night. And then Ephesians 1:18. This is the one that I want us to get to for just a little bit too. The eyes, you all know it, you could all quote it to me, of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the what?
Riches.
That ugly word, the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. The riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. Now, have you ever heard? Now, I've been around these things for a long time. And have you ever heard somebody just say, see yourself as prosperous and you'll be prosperous? And you go, oh, yeah, okay. And you think you see yourself as prosperous and you're still broke and can't pay your light bill. Be honest. Yeah. Have you ever heard somebody say, see yourself as healed and you'll be healed. And you're still sick as a dog. You ever heard that?
Yes.
And you wonder why it doesn't work for you. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be ashamed. We've all done it. I can only tell you again, like I've told you 100 times, about me. People used to say that when we first got at Rhema. They would say, see yourself this way. And I'd think, I see me as what my bills say when I get home at night and we don't have the money to pay the light bills and we don't have money to go to the grocery store. That's what I see. Anybody else ever see that? And you see yourself as what your bills are all day long. You're thinking, how are we going to pay this bill? Anybody else?
Yes.
All day long, you think about what the doctor's report said. He just said you had what? Cancer. He just said you had 6 months to live. And what do you think about all day long? What he said.
That's right.
Or what do you think about all day long? What your bills say. Or what do you think about all day long? What your husband said or what your wife said. What are you thinking about all day long? Somebody blurt out some things you think about all day long.
Work.
Huh? Work. Your kids. They're doing good or bad. Huh? Symptoms. That pain that's happening right here. What else?
News.
Huh?
News.
News. The news. Oh, my. The news. We won't even get into that. The news. What else?
Kids.
That growth you got growing over here on your nose. The last time you looked in the mirror and you had a few extra wrinkles. That extra weight you got. Those bad knees. What are you thinking about all day? Huh? What you just said? What you don't want? You're thinking about how you're going to pay this big bill. You're thinking about that other house that you need. Because you've outgrown this one. You're thinking about your car's broke and you got to get another car. You're thinking about these things all day long. And what is the devil telling you when you think about those things?
Never coming.
Huh?
Never coming, never changing.
Not coming for you. Not coming for you. You need a little bit more what? Faith. You need a little bit more faith. So you take the measuring cup out. You know, we've all got them. Those great big bowl measuring cups. You know, and you got to have just a little bit more to fill that measuring cup. And you're just missing it by the mark, that fine line. You're just missing it that much. If you just had that much more faith, you could get it. But you are not there. Although you've been in the Word now 75 years. And you can quote 3/4 of the New Testament. You still don't have it. And you still can't get it. And you're still living in that house that's got to have new gutters. The siding is falling out. The windows need to be replaced. You can feel the wind come through in the, not here in Florida, but in other parts of the United States when that cold air comes through. And the carpet, you hang your heel on it when you walk through there because it's so snagged. You know what I'm talking about. Why? Because we've read the Word, and 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 like Brother Keith says, we've read our Scripture every day, and we've read it every day. But it's like a person. Have you ever gone into a restaurant and read the menu? And you've read everything on the menu. You sit there and you read that menu, and it looks good to you. And you read it from top to bottom. And you get up and leave. Did you get full?
No.
So you go to another restaurant. And you read their menu from top to bottom. And their menu's even better. Did you get full?
No.
And you go to a very expensive restaurant and you read their menu. And the food looks really good. And they got pictures. Mm-hmm. Did you get full? You can starve to death reading menus.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, that's good.
You can read menu after menu. You can walk the aisles of the grocery store and bring everything in that grocery store home with you. And I've got a beautiful pantry, and I can put it on the shelf in my pantry. And I can walk in there, and I can look around. Do I want this? Do I want this? Do I want this? And I can stare at it. And I can read the label on every single one of the cans. I can even put it on the stove and cook it. I can even take it and put it on a plate and make it look really good in front of me. But unless I get that food and put it inside of me, and it becomes a part of me, I'm going to starve to death. I don't care how many restaurants I go in. I don't care how many grocery stores I go in. I don't care how much food I have in my pantry or my freezer. Unless I eat it and it becomes a part of me, I'm going to starve to death. And that's what Christians are doing today. They're starving to death spiritually. Do you know you cannot see things in the spiritual realm with your five senses?
Yes.
And people are trying to see things in the spiritual realm with their five senses. Do you know if I said it's raining outside, 90% of you are going to turn and look? Because they want to see it. They want to feel it. People are looking for answers in the scripture and reading and reading and reading and filling their minds. And they can quote you a big part of the Bible. But that is mind knowledge.
Come on.
You know how I know these things? Because that's what I did when I told you about having those growths. That I had to have Keith pray for me. I was hearing them teaching it. I was hearing them tell about it. I was hearing Keith teach healing school about healing. I could quote the scriptures he was teaching them. He was going to Bible school. He'd come home and they would study from the time they got in, whatever time that was, till 10 or 12 o'clock at night. I was standing in the kitchen. I was cooking. I could hear them saying those verses over and over again. But you know what? I wasn't eating them. I wasn't meditating on them. I wasn't using them in my life. I was reading the menu and walking away starving. And that's what so many of us are doing. We're taking the word and we're seeing how much of it we can assimilate. Okay, I read that chapter. What else is next? I listened to that tape. What else is next? I read that book. What else you got? Didn't change my life. What else you got? See if something else will change my life. I went and heard that preacher. What else you got? And people are dying left and right. People are broke left and right. And Christianity is suffering left and right. But God didn't intend for us to be that way. He didn't intend for us to be suffering and hurting. Why did he tell Joshua, meditate therein night and day? People won't even go to the Lord because they're so ashamed. When it says come boldly to the throne, they won't even go because they're so ashamed of the way their life is, like the Lord doesn't know the way their life is. And then when they go to him, they're with the thous and these, like that. He doesn't know the way that they talk. When he says, come boldly to the throne of grace, and I will give you mercy and help.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'm here to help you. That's what he's there for. I'm here to help you. He gave us ways to get this word down in us to where it becomes a part of your hand, your finger, your head, your... The devil doesn't even have to do anything to us anymore. When he attacks us, I remember specifically back in the 70s, we did this. But we're too spiritual now to do it. We've become too mature spiritually to do these things. We used to do this, but like I say, we're too mature spiritually. When something happened to Keith and I, or we were believing for something, we would do these things. I know I did. I had them in my Bible. The first thing I would do, and Brother Hagin would tell stories like this. He was in the Word. He knew more Word than most people put together. But if something happened to one of his family members, and he could teach on healing, I think, for the next 100 years, and he'd never run out of scriptures or sermons to teach on healing. But if something happened to one of his kids, he would say this. He would say, the very first thing that I would do is I would go and I would find a scripture, not a book.
Come on, come on.
Not the Bible, but a scripture that spoke to me about that. Say it with me. A scripture.
A scripture.
A scripture. That said what I needed to get over that situation. A scripture. Now, I am not as theological, or probably, that's probably one of the reasons I don't like getting up in front of people, because I don't feel like I am scripturally literate, as a lot of ministers are. But when it comes to believing God for something, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to hear from him. Because I've learned how. Now, I may not be able to quote you every scripture in the Bible. But when it comes to something that I need, I'm going to get it. Because I've learned how to meditate on the things of the Lord and how to receive from the Lord. And I'm not afraid of the devil because he can't keep it from me because God's already bought it for me.
Yes.
So he said he would get a scripture on healing, a scripture on finances, and I would go one step further. I would take that scripture. Say you're afraid to go to the throne boldly. Say you haven't done it in a while. Get the greater ones in me. Get that scripture. Write it down on an index card. Don't type it on your computer and read typed. Write it down in your own handwriting on an index card. So you can see your own handwriting. Write it down so you can see you mean business with it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You have no confidence toward the, why wouldn't you have confidence to the Lord? You're the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yes.
He already paid the price for you.
Yes.
Write it down. By His stripes I am healed.
Hallelujah.
He became poor so that I could be
rich.
Broke.
Rich.
Rich.
Amen.
Rich. You got a house payment. You got a big insurance bill. You got a car payment. Find your scripture. Write it down on an index card. Find it. Meditate means, I want to read it to you. It means mutter, murmur, speak under your breath. Get someplace when you get that scripture. Now here's the hard part. You have to decide which is more important to you. Now this is where it comes in. You have to decide which is more important. The world right now and what's going on out here are this need. Your healing, your finances, your kid, your job, your telephone, the TV show. You have to decide. You have to make a conscious choice of which is more important to me at this moment. And at that moment, a wise person would take their phone and put it in the other room and turn it off. A wise person would turn off their TV. A wise person would get rid of any interruptions and find, I don't care if it's a 2x2 closet that you have to get quiet. A wise person would find a place that they could get quiet. And they would have the scripture written down. If you have to have a flashlight. You understand?
Yes.
Make a choice which is more important to you. Or don't be like the children of Israel and the Pharaoh and wait another day. Or we'll wait till tomorrow to get rid of the frogs. Decide when you're ready to be rid of the problem in your life. Are you ready to be finished with it today? Are you going to put it off a week? You're going to put it off a month? You're going to put it off a year? How long do you want this problem in your life? How long do you want another marriage problem in your life? How long? You make the choice. When you're serious about it, you write it down on a card in your own handwriting. You'll understand why in a minute. And you go in that closet and you break apart that verse and you do what it says. You mutter it. You read it. Greater is He that is in me. Greater, Lord, are You that's in me. You say it 20 times, backwards and forwards, and you close your eyes and you think about what that verse says. And you break it down in every greater are You, Lord, that is in me than the devil that's in this world. Greater is He that is in me. In me. What the devil tries to make is unworthy. You are in me, Lord. Greater is He that's in me. That means big. You keep doing that for 20 times until it becomes a part of you. You're eating that word. You're not just reading a menu where you read over that one time in the Bible. It's becoming out of your head and it's dropping down into your heart. And that's when faith comes in you. That's when faith drops from up here as mental knowledge into your heart. as you being able to overcome something. By his stripes you are healed. Yeah. That's what I thought. I read it. I heard it. By his stripes you are healed. Yeah, great, Lord. That works for some people. I tried it. It didn't work for me. I had to get Keith to pray for me. Wasn't until I spent some time on my knees in a quiet place and begin to say it over and over and over and over. By your stripes, I'm healed. You took my infirmities and you bear my sicknesses. You did. For me. And if you didn't do it for anybody else, you did it for me. By your stripes, I am healed. I. And you say it over and over and over and over. You don't go on to another verse. You don't think about the weather. You don't think about what you're going to have for lunch. If you do, you stop yourself and you start over again. You know, I've got a little nephew. And I was helping him learn how to read. And he'd start to read a chapter. And about two pages in, he'd start talking about the puppies. Just like you do. Or he'd start talking about the weather, or he'd start talking about this toy. And I'd say, every time you do that, I'm going to make you start at the beginning of the book again. Didn't take him long until what? He stopped doing that because he didn't want to start at the beginning of the book again. Do you know the devil is just that way? He don't want you to do it 50 times. He'll let you get through with the 20 times without interrupting you. You can't know something. The biggest problem we have is we think we know something because we have heard it with our head. Not the devil. The devil is not our problem. Our head is our problem. We have convinced ourselves that we learned something the way we learned it in school. We read it and we memorize it. But that's not the way you get spiritual things.
Amen.
The way you get spiritual things is this first verse. Neither has entered into the what?
Heart.
Head of man. The heart of man. You cannot keep it in your head and receive from God. Do you remember in the Old Testament, Elisha? And he was out there on that mountain. And he had this servant with him. And spiritually, things are not discerned to your five senses. They are a detriment to spiritual things. They are a hindrance to spiritual things. They are not a help. Say,
my five senses
are not a help
to spiritual things.
Out there on that mountain, his servant, Elisha kept saying, there's more with us than there are with them. There's more with us than there are with them. And his servant kept saying, are you seeing something? I'm not seeing because there ain't. We are just two of us and look at all of them. There's chariots of fire all over that mountain over there.
Amen.
And he said, Lord, do what? Do you think he meant his natural eyes were closed? If he stuck his finger in his eye, would it be closed? No. He meant his spiritual heart eyes. He meant down in his spirit. Open his heart so he can see how many are actually with us now. And it's the same way with you. When you open up your spirit, you begin to see what God has done for you. You can't even believe for your healing until you begin to see yourself as healed. Things don't happen in your head and your five senses. They happen in your heart first. And the moment it drops from your head to your heart, you don't even question if you're healed anymore. You know you are. You know you're healed. You don't question if your bills are paid. You know they're paid. You just wait for the mailman to bring the check.
Come on.
You just wait for the doorbell to ring. Somebody's going to bring me a check. Somebody at church today is going to hand me some money. You are just expecting it like you know somebody's going to have a baby. You can see they're about to drop a baby. You are expecting it. Because you are so full of that. Now you got that card and you've been in your closet for a little while. And you've repeated it 20 times. Not just in your head. If you mess up and you start thinking about something else, what do?
Start over.
Get to a place to where you can control this mind. How long does it take to repeat, by His stripes I'm healed 20 times? Which is more important to you, your healing, or that dinner, or the phone, or the job? If you don't get healed, you ain't gonna have a job. You ain't gonna need no dinner. You ain't gonna need, your kids ain't gonna have you. Yeah. Have we gotten our priorities wrong? If you're out on the street and you don't have a house, what's going to be the... If you can't pay your light bill, you ain't going to be able to cook no dinner. You're going to be the one going to the restaurant and reading the menu. Mm-hmm. Walking away hungry. The Lord has provided everything for us. We just have to learn how to attain it. We've been walking around this earth just waiting for it to drop on us, but we have work to do. We have something we have to do. So you get your card, you do that, you read it, and you personalize it. You make it be a part of you. You personalize it. You put your name in it. You say, by His stripes, Phyllis Moore is healed. From this day forward, she'll never be sick again. Phyllis Moore is healed. She don't have to be sick. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. And by His stripes, I am healed. You only have to have one verse to kick the devil out of your life forever. You don't need to raise the measuring cup. You need one verse. One verse. And you can beat him. You don't have to be a spiritual giant. You don't have to know the whole Bible. You need one verse. One verse. And you can beat him. So you take that card then. And you know how I've told you. I told Rob and Dan. This is kind of where I got that from. I told Rob and Dan because it was something I had done with this. Put a reminder on your phone and ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. Check in with Him. Is there anything you're forgetting? Check in with Him. Well, that's what I did with a card. I had that card. Something going on in your life. How many times a day does the devil come to your mind and tell you something negative? And how many of you through your whole life has he told you you were unworthy? You can't have it. This is not for you. Whatever. Keith don't like that word, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You're not spiritual enough. You can't get this. Every time he tells you something, whip out that card. If he tells you 1,000 times a day, you find you a closet, you find you a bathroom, you find you a something. You go sit in your car. And you read it 5 times. And you personalize it again. And you say what? By His stripes, I am healed. If He says you ain't getting it this time, what do you say? Shut up, devil. By His stripes, I am healed. And you read it. Because He's going to come to you. He's not going to just let you sit there and have what you want to get. But you have eaten it and you know it, and you already sense it inside you that things are different. And you read that card, and you have already personalized it because it's in your handwriting. You know it's for you. And you say it. I don't care if it's depression. I have the joy of the Lord inside of me.
Amen.
I don't care whatever it is that you're in need of. He has an answer for everything,
Amen.
Guys,
Amen.
That goes on in our lives.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Everything. You take that card out and you whip it out. And if he doesn't speak to you that hour, you get it out anyway that hour and you read it five times just for good measure. I mean, I know you go to the bathroom by yourself five times a day, 10 times a day. You can find, how many of you can find a spot every hour to go do something? Yeah. Yeah. There's a few of you that think you can't, but I guarantee you if you try hard enough, you can. You can find a spot that you can get by yourself, even if it shut your closet door for 5 seconds and read that. But mean it. Don't do it with your head. We got to get out of these heads. And we got to get down into our hearts to where it makes a change into our lives. Many people have only gone to the Lord and spent much time with Him in crisis. When something is really bad in their lives. We don't want to be a crisis God person. We want to be, when the crisis comes, we already have the answer. Because we already know what the Word says on that in our heart, not in our head. We are no longer led by the five senses. We can see the spirit realm now and not just the natural realm.
Amen.
Don't be waiting on the check to come. No, the check is coming no matter what you see.
Yes.
The devil has to clear out the way because you know the check is coming.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know it better than you know your name. You can spell it better than you can spell your name. Why? Because you can see it with this. Spiritual things to Christians should be more real than their physical senses. But we've spent too much time educating this up here and reading our scriptures over and over and over again. And we've gotten in a habit of just seeing how much we can put up here instead of how much we can get in here. I'm an action person. When Keith teaches something, I'm constantly thinking. He's like, just yesterday, he said, Phil, you've heard hundreds and hundreds of, I asked him, he said, I'm studying. And I said, what you studying on? He said, you want to know? You've heard so many of my sermons. Why do you want to know what I'm going to teach on? I said, because I need to know. I need to learn. But I want to put it into action.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because if you don't put it into action, it means nothing to you. And these are actions that we're doing. We're getting that card. We're saying it with our mouth now.
Amen.
And that's what we used to do in the 70s. How many of you remember that? How many of you wrote a card out in the 70s and put it on your mirror or put it someplace and had it with you all the time? You're old. Yeah. Listen to this verse. No, I'm just picking on you. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says this. King James. The natural man does what? Receives not the things of the Spirit of God. For their foolishness unto him. Neither can he even know them. Because they are spiritually discerned. Do you know that you cannot even see your answer in the natural? Many of you are searching for answers. You've just been searching and searching and searching. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? How do we do it? What do we do? How can we get the answer? But you cannot find it with your five senses. You got to get into the Spirit. You got to get into your heart. You got to get into that meditation time with the Lord. You got to find a verse. Lord, you said, I can hear your voice and I know all things. Find a scripture. Find what you're looking for. Meditate on it. Spend time with Him. Don't get in your prayer closet and just go shut the door for an hour and a half. That's not going to get you your answer. Let's grow up spiritually. Let's start getting answers. Why did He give us this book? Just so we could see how fast we could keep reading through it and read over it and over it and over it again? So we could get a lot of knowledge in our heads? No, there had to be more reason than that. We are spirit. When we get saved, we become, we're all saved spirit beings, but when we get saved, our spirit becomes alive unto Christ. So it's easy to hook up with Him. It says, spiritual things are not even discerned. Do you want to discern what your answer is? Do you want to discern how to get your healing? Do you want to discern how to take your business to the next level? Do you want to see the horses and chariots on the hills on the other side? How do you do it? By your five senses, opening your eyes. Absolutely not. I've got some things down here. I've got three times I've got these things out, down. Shut out the world and tell your body to be still. Can you do it? Will you do it? Do you want it bad enough? How many of you really want it that bad? Three quarters of you. That's a good number. Tell your mind to be quiet. Tell it what to do. Who is in charge of this body? The spirit man inside of you is in charge of this body. You are a spirit. You're in control of this body. So tell your mind and your body to be quiet. Then find one Bible verse. How many of you already have one in mind that you're going to hook to? Look at that. There's that three quarters again. The other quarter we're going to work on. Hey, they're coming up. They're coming up. You got to start somewhere. Then mutter it. Mumble it. You know, the scripture talks about muttering. I think it's called Haggai, or it's spelled like Haggai. We pronounce it Haggai, but Haggai. And it's like the roaring of a lion when you get it. Like, when you really get a hold of this, you're going to come out of there and you're going to roar like a lion because nobody can't take it from you. That's the way you feel. You're like, I got this. Nobody's, you know, I got a little puppy. I should show him to y'all sometimes. She, when we got her, she weighed 1 pound and 6 ounces. Yeah. And she only weighs 5 pounds now. But the other two dogs are bigger than her. But if you put food out, she's the first one to get it. She'll run over them. And her growl is something, I'm telling you. It's like, you know, she is something. I'll show her to y'all sometimes. She's a little mess. And But that's the way we have to be. It doesn't matter how little you are. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what your body type, what your mind type, doesn't matter any of those things. You're still bigger than the devil.
Yes.
Do you understand that? It doesn't matter how much words you know. If you can get in this Bible, you don't even have to get in the Bible. It's good if you would, but look up one verse. Healing scripture. Google it. You could have got saved yesterday and say, I need to be healed. Look up healing verse. Look it up. Prosperity verse. Look it up. Brother Kenneth will come up. Look up no depression verse. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't even have to know the Bible. You don't. You will begin. And what if you get one victory? One. What if you get one healing? What is that going to do for you? Huh? It's going to change your life forever.
Amen.
You're going to walk out of there and you're going to say, I stood by myself and the Lord healed me because I stood on His word and His healing power flowed through me and I received a healing.
Hallelujah.
I didn't need anybody else.
Amen.
The Lord and me and His word got it. What is that going to do for you? It'll change your life forever. To know that I don't care if you got saved 5 minutes ago. The Lord will do it just for you. I don't care if you're 5 years old or 105 years old. He is no respecter of persons. None. He'll do it for you. He will even do it for you if you're not saved, if you stand on a verse. Do you know you've been fed stuff since you've been born? Negative stuff? Your whole life? It may not happen overnight. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The Bible says we're transformed by the what?
Renewing
of our minds. That mind of yours has been eating garbage for a long time. And sometimes it takes a little longer to transform it. So don't walk out of your prayer room or your meditation room and expect to get your answer. I'm not saying you won't, but if you don't be disappointed. There's some people in here very old. I won't say how old you are. Oh, they're as old as me. Okay, so say me. Basically 67 years. I got negative stuff for a lot of those years. I didn't know about being healed. I didn't know about being prosperous. I didn't know a lot of stuff. I didn't know the joy of the Lord was my strength. I didn't know I was an overcomer. I didn't know I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I didn't know the greater one was inside of me. So it took a little bit for this blonde head to get renewed. And it may take a day or two for yours to get renewed and transformed. You may even get prettier, I don't know. But transformed is transformed. And when you get transformed, you're going to know it. You're not going to look the same because that sourpuss look is going to come off your face. Because you're going to begin to feel different on the inside. Because a victory is going to come to you. I know when it did to me. The first time I believed God for $10, or the first time I believed God and used scriptures, and something happened for me that was victorious. When you've been having failures your whole life, and you start having victories your whole life, is your countenance going to change?
Come on. Yes. Hallelujah.
Are people going to want to be around you when you start smiling again?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the devil wants to keep you in the failures. That's why he wants to keep you up here in your mind. Who controls the natural realm and the senses? You don't know? The devil! He can control the things in the natural realm. That's why he likes to keep you there. He can control things in your natural realm. But you know what he can't control? Things in the spirit realm. So when you get there and you start believing God, God comes in like a flood in your life and starts changing things for you. And you can start hearing better and getting answers better. So find that one Bible verse and let it drop in you. Okay? Then get your corresponding actions. Start reading it. Start throughout the day. And keep doing it. And sometimes I have to go back now. And I have to get my verses out. And I have to read them. If something attacks my body, I don't care if you've been doing this 5 years or 50 years. If you get sick again, you find that scripture. And you read it again. If you need deliverance from an addiction, you get you a verse. I'm an overcomer. The Lord has delivered me from all.
Hallelujah.
Find it. Find it. And remember, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You'll meditate in it what?
Day and night.
Day and night. And you may, that you may observe to do all that's written therein. And what?
Amen.
Then he'll make your way prosperous. And then you'll have good success. A couple of other things. This one is Psalm, you may want to mark this one. Psalm 119:99, if you have a Bible. Mark it on your phone if you don't. Yeah, get that highlighter out. That's why I like a Bible. Mark your phone. I like this one so much. I have more insight than all my teachers because I meditate. What's that word? Meditate. Meditate doesn't mean to get in your closet and just clear your mind and let anything the devil wants to put in there come in there. It's the opposite of that. It's the opposite of that. It's finding a scripture and filling it with that. It's bombarding your mind with that. And you may stay on that scripture for a year. I wouldn't attack five things at once. Do you understand what I'm saying? You may need finances. You may need healing. You may need your kids fixed because you've gone a long time without fixing stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know one time I needed a dozen things at one time. The Lord was merciful and he helped me. But then I started with one thing. It was our marriage. Decades and decades and decades and decades ago. Somebody told me the other day I hated them because they were having marriage troubles. And I thought, what kind of hypocrite would I be if I hated you because you had marriage troubles? Never. I'll pray for you. Mercy, Lord, help them. That's some of the worst trouble you can have. Find scriptures. Start standing. Declare the word over yourself. And you can watch the Lord come in like a flood.
Amen.
And show you how to change things. Show you what, listen to this, what you got to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What you got to do.
Amen.
Not what they got to do.
Amen.
What you got to do.
Hallelujah.
He'll take care of them. But start with one thing. Don't overload yourself. Start with one thing. You don't have to tell your spouse. Sometimes it's better if you don't. Then when the victory comes, guess what? It's all yours. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know you did it. Sometimes people have been so dependent upon another person to get answers. Sometimes it's just good to get them for yourself. God's faithful. He don't care how spiritual you are. Just get in that word with a scripture. Do it. Okay? No more. Well, here's a good one. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And He will strengthen your heart. He's going to do that for some of you. We're going to have so many testimonies in here because of this. Because you're going to bombard the devil like he... We're going to flip the screen on him. Instead of him bombarding our minds 24 hours a day, we're going to bombard his. We're going to start telling him what's going on. Instead of him telling you you don't have the money to pay your bills, you're going to say, I can do all things through Christ. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. By his stripes I was healed. And what else about being rich? He became poor so that I could be rich. So every time he comes against you, with any thought, you immediately get that card out and you tell him the opposite. You remember Keith tells the story about the man in the elevator with John Osteen. That's what we have to do to the devil. The man in the elevator got in. He was cussing. And John Osteen says, he started praising the Lord. Praise you, Lord. That's what you got to do to the devil. The minute he starts feeding your mind a negative thought, you immediately open your mouth and start saying the positive things that the Lord told you about it. Don't let him play in your mind. Open your mouth and say the scripture that you're standing on. You got it? Stand up with me. I'm going to pray over you.